At the peak of his wealth, John D. Rockefeller had a net worth of about $400 billion, or 2% of the United States gross national product at the time. He owned 90% of all the oil and gas industry. Someone once asked Rockefeller, "How much money is enough?" He famously answered, "And just a little more." Solomon said the same thing almost 3,000 years ago. Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 5:10 is our passage today. Solomon says, "He who loves money will never be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This is also vanity." Today's passage drives home two important truths about money. I'm going to call them the Rockefeller Principle and the Hart Principle. One addresses amounts, the other addresses attitude. Let's look at them one at a time. First, the Rockefeller Principle. So I'll just ask you, have you ever turned down a raise? Your boss came to you and said, "I want to give you a raise," and you said, "No, I'm already making enough money as is." Do you know of anyone who has ever turned down a raise? I'm sure we could find some stories of people who said, "No, thank you. I have all the money I care to have." But I think we'd have to search hard to find them, don't you? On the other hand, there are plenty of professional athletes holding out for fatter contracts, or college athletes now being paid to play. And then there are people leaving one job for more money at another job. It's all about amounts. To be sure, Scripture never says that personal advancement is a bad thing. Scripture never says amounts of money is a bad thing. But Scripture forces us to ask ourselves, when it comes to money, are we wanting, always wanting, just a little more? That's the Rockefeller Principle. The second one is the Hart Principle. So the Rockefeller Principle is about amounts. The Hart Principle is about attitude. It's not about the amount of money, but the love of money that gets us into trouble. That's what Paul tells Timothy, that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10. So the bottom line we have to come to grips with the danger of money is this. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Here's what Jesus said. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Father, these words of Jesus are convicting. We confess that money is a pull on our hearts. Sometimes we just want more money. Sometimes we think it will satisfy our hearts. So help us to be honest with you regarding our relationship with money. Help us to use the wealth you've given us to honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.